Right? So the so the Rambam lists it as the first of the Tariag Mitzvahs, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, belief in Hashem. So let's see what the Ramban says. It's interesting, his Hasogas on the Rambam there's two components. Number one is when the Rambam lists something which he doesn't think he should list. So, and secondly, mitzvahs sheshachach oisan harav, things he forgot. Right, so just remember Moshe Shapiro saying why he turns it forgot. Right, I mean, because if the Rambam by his own criteria should have left it out, he has no critique. Right, you know, he already had a critique on the criteria, but if by his own criteria it should be left out, that's fine. But when he has a shachach, that means he believes that it was something which he should have put in according to his own criteria, and he didn't. Anyway, but here is one where he feels that the Rambam should not have put this in. Okay, so he says it's the Hasagas Ramban. Kasav Rav HaMitzvah Rishoina, Shinstaveya Be'emunas Elokus, etc. I'm going to skip a few lines because he just quotes the Rambam here. And to where it says Amar HaKoisev, that was the first word on the line, is Shebi'arnu. So Amar HaKoisev, Ha'emuna HaZois B'dibur HaZeh, Loniflesiv L'orachoy Kehi. This, the emuna in this dibur, in this statement, is not distant from us. The chaim b'divur abasayim of furush shu kabalos malchuso yisbarach yisalev yemunas elokus, and also in Chazal they refer to it as kabalos malchuso, accepting Hashem as king. Amru b'mechilta, when we talk about, we always talk about Hashem as melech, and actually coming up in the Aseres Meitshuva we'll be switching to Hamelech Hakadosh, and there's an emphasis on malchus of Hashem, because malchus generally means not just creation but involvement, right? The Melech al Kiso, Melech, king on his throne, is one who we venerate and praise. Melech b'mishpat, the king sits in judgment and decides life and death, so that's another aspect of the king. And Melech b'milchama, the king leads wars, and we have to, and we acknowledge his rule and accept his rule, and so on and so forth. So malchus is very important. It is true that from a political perspective, this might be an outmoded form of government, right? But we still talk about malchus because of that sense of the majesty, literally the majesty of malchus, I guess, the honor due to a king. Is not something which you feel that much in democracies. Not that I'm not a fan of democracy, but there's something about the, you know, I remember Reb Moshe Shapiro going to London, and so a friend of mine took him to Buckingham Palace. He likes touring a little bit, you know. Took him to Buckingham Palace, and he stood outside, just type of like staring at the palace, and had his eyes closed, and he was meditating, you know, until one of the guards came over and asked him to move, right? So he said to my friend, Rabbi Nissel, he said, you know, Lo'olam Yaratzad Likras Malchai, right, Malchai Yisrael, Vafilu Malchai, so yeah, you should go always to see Malchus, because it'll give you an understanding of what it means, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that type of, I mean, you do get a sense of it, you know, when the presidential motorcade comes through. So there's a little sense of it, but not quite the same. So he says, "V'amru b'mechilta lo yelacha lohim acherim al panai lama ne'emar l'fishu ama anoichi Hashem alakecha mashal lo melosh nichtasim dina amru lo yavadav gezor lein and gzeiros amru lohim love sheikabu malchusi egzor lechem gzeiros im malchusi anu mekam gzeiros ahem mekam." In other words, he basically says, king comes into a nation and he says to they say to him, "Oh, you know, we're happy to accept your decrees." He says, "Well, first of all, let's do this in a logical order. First, accept me as king. Then I will make decrees." Kach amar amokam l'Yisrael. That's what Hashem says to the Jews. Anoichi Hashem lo yelacha Elohim acherim al panai. Anihu shekibaltem aleichem alchusi b'mitzrayim. Amru hein k'shein shekibaltem alchusi kiblu gzeroisai lo yelacha. So it is clear that there's an idea of kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, which is expressed in anoichi. And so he's saying this seems to be support for the Rambam. Right? In other words, there's an active obligation to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim, which seems to fit in with the Rambam's understanding that anoichi is indeed a mitzvah. But then he says, v'im kol zeh, but despite all this, ra'isi lebala halachos, the bal halachos gedoilus, shelo yimna oisa mitzvah b'chal taryag. He does not count this as one of the 613 mitzvahs. Not counted by the bal halachos gedoilus. And in addition, This mathematical calculation the Rambam makes, right, which he bases his proof upon, right, that it says Torah tzivalanu Moshe, the Torah that Moshe commanded us, and Torah is only 611, which means Anochin lo yilecha must add up to 2. He says that in itself is not quite so clear cut. Why? Because he says that in the second, where is it? Yeah, he says, "B'dibur lo yelacha menias rabbis." There are many prohibitions involved in lo yelacha. What? Lo yelacha lo sase lo sishtachavev lo sabdein. So there's actually 4 us lo sases in that particular statement. So if so, im kain. So if we're accepting the Rambam, if the Rambam's prat in the Gemara, mipi agvura chamesh, mipi Moshe sheish Moshe shmoina. That means from Hashem there were 5, and from Moshe 608. Lo minyan Torah, which is not the gematria of Torah. So there's some problem here. Either you cannot count these 4, these as 5, or there's more than 613. That's problematic. Vanira midaito shalabala halachas. So what's the bal halachas gedolos? What's his view? She'ein minyan tarek mitzvahs eila gzeroisav yisale shegaza alenu laasois umena'anu shaloi nase. The Tariag Mitzvahs are the decrees that Hashem told us do or don't do. Aval ha'emurim tziyuso yisale, but belief in his existence, shodiyo oisa elena ba'oisus moivsim, v'begilu yishchina leineinu, which he informed us of, with signs and wonders and the revelation of his presence for our eyes, who are ikar v'ashoyresh, shememenu noldam mitzvahs, that's the root from which all the mitzvahs grow. It's like the way I express this, you can't have a mitzvah without a mitzaveh. Right, so what's a mitzvah? So how can you have a mitzvah to believe in a mitzvah? Who's commanding? You know what I mean? It's a little circular, right? You go to an atheist and show him, look, Mishnah Berurah says you have to believe in Hashem. But that's like I mentioned from the Ger Rebbe. Someone asked him for a proof that Hashem exists. He says, posh. The Rambam paskens Hashem exists. The Raver doesn't argue. You need better proof than that. It's like, what? So anyway. So he says that. But what he's the Bal Halachas Gedolos is saying is that you can't have Emuna and Hashem as a mitzvah. It's a prerequisite for the mitzvahs. It is the framework upon which all the mitzvahs are built. So you can't include that as one of the mitzvahs. It's a hagdama to the mitzvahs. Right? Asru kabbalas hamalchus inyan bifnei atzmo v'amitzvahs hanigzoros mito yisalem inyanache. And his proof is from Chazal. That Chazal that we quoted before. Kiblu malchusi and then kiblu gzeroisai. So that means there's 2 separate issues. Right, so when you talk about mitzvos, so for example, the first paragraph of Shema is referred to as Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. The second paragraph is referred to as Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. So that means Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim precedes Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. So if you're counting the mitzvos, that Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos, you can't count that, the preceding logically required precedent as one of them. And he furthermore, another proof, ki ein hefresh bein adibur hazeh ubein ma sha'ama yizbarach betzido kamidus ani Hashem lokeichan she'atzei si oischam Eretz Yisrael. I am Hashem, took you out of Egypt, where it talks about having correct weights and measures. By the way, I think I don't do an analysis of this, but I'm pretty sure that most of the times that the Torah mentions I am Hashem, took you out of Egypt, is to do with bein adam lechaveiro. Don't oppress the widow, the orphan, the poor. Don't oppress the stranger. Don't cheat in weights and measures. Don't charge interest. Don't do that. Like, it's quite interesting, right? It's just something for thought. Okay. V'hu yirtze loymar, hoyol v'kibaltem malchusi, mi yitzias mitzrayim, kiblug zeroisai. V'im teyeh b'chol mokom mitzvah sheyoma du'u ve'eminu sh'ani Hashem otzeisi eschem Eretz Yisrayim. Asum Yisrael, if you say it's a mitzvah, that it shouldn't just say it as a statement. I am Hashem. Anoichi Hashem Lokecha. What it should say is, know that I am Hashem. Du'u. Right? Or ru'u. Or yeteidu. I mean, something of that sense. Some imperative. Im koze lo yavo v'cheshben ha-mitzvahs ki ha-ikar v'din ha-toldas kashibar v'hein ha-toldas kashibar ashi. And therefore, it cannot be included in the linyan of mitzvahs. So that is the opinion of the Baal Halachas Gedolos, that it cannot be included in the mitzvahs. So how are we to understand that? Now, the truth of the matter is the Ramban himself, in his parish on Chumash, agrees with the Rambam. But here, he is putting out a defense here for the Baal Halachas Gadol. So what does the Rambam hold? So there's a whole range of opinions here in the Perushim on Sefer HaMitzvahs, which are out to defend the Rambam, the Megillas Esther, the Kinnas Sofrim, the Leif Sameach, etc. And just to mention a couple of options in defense of the Rambam, how you can count this as a mitzvah. So some say, I think it's a Kinnas Sofrim, who says that the idea is that it's really the preservation of the emunah, which is what the Rambam... In other words, the idea that you have to have some level of emunah in Hashem in order to have mitzvahs, he says he agrees. The mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Lokecha, according to the Rambam, Megillas Esther, I think it is, says, is the idea of preservation of that and transmission of that. Because he says any time it says Vaydabar, we always have in the Psukim, Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Leimor. So Leimor, general, we understand as, it's repetitious, right? Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Leimor. So one explanation is the Gemara in Yuma, which says that if Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu something, he's Babal Yoimar, he's not allowed to convey it to anyone else, unless Hashem says, Le'emor. Right, we learn from this, the halacha, that if someone tells you something, you have to assume it's confidential unless you're told otherwise. As opposed to what we normally think. Someone tells me something, I assume it's public knowledge unless they say it's confidential. The next five people I tell them, by the way, that was confidential. Right. Halachically, right, based on the Gemara and Yuma, that's the exact opposite. Right. You have to assume confidentiality unless you're told otherwise. That's le'emor. However, he says, what is le'emor here in the Aseres HaDibros? So he says le'emor means that there's a chiyuv to pass these on to your descendants. So it's a little strange because he's saying that the mitzvah of emunah and Hashem is not merely, you're not fulfilling it just by believing in it. You only fulfill it by transmitting it, preserving it. Right? You don't see that so much in the language of the Rambam, but that's his defense. That's his defense of the Rambam. There are others who say that the mitzvah of emunah is the basic belief, but you're obligated to cultivate that. Meaning to learn Torah, to look into the world, to look into history, and all the various ways in which you can deepen and embed the mitzvah of emunah that you're obligated to do. So the Rambam would say there's two components. A, there is basic belief that Hashem exists, which you have to have mitzvahs. And B, what does the mitzvah here mechayev you to do? What does it obligate you to do? To work on it. To work on that belief. Right, through the various ways in which the Rambam says you can come to know Hashem, whether it's looking into the Torah, or looking into the world, or looking into history, etc., or into our Kabbalah, right? By Kabbalah, I don't mean mysticism, I mean the tradition. Right? Although the Mekubalim would say looking into Kabbalah is a means of strengthening your emunah as well. Obviously, the Rambam wouldn't say that. But those are some of the options. I should point out that Rav Kafach, in his translation of the of Moreh Nevuchim and Pirush Mishnah, in his translation of Moreh Nevuchim, points out that when the Rambam uses the word da'at, in the Chelek Aleph of Moreh Nevuchim, he explains terminology. Like, what does it mean Hashem Omar? What does it mean Yad Hashem? What does it mean da'at? So one of the early ones, he says, what is the word da'as? What does the word da'as mean? There he uses an Arabic term. And the Arabic term, I think it was something like A'atakad, right, is... Rav Kafa points out the same term he uses here in Sefer HaMitzvahs, which means that our translation of Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is Sivan Lahamin Be'elokus, Rav Kafa says is actually incorrect. Really, it's Ladas, right? And which is what he uses in Mishnah Torah, Leida, right? Lada, to know. And here in Mishnah, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, also it's Ladas, it's to know. Because it's the Arabic word a'atakad, which is the same as he uses in Das. So he says, so his conclusion is, and you could say that might be the resolution as well, that yes, the Rambam would agree that basic belief, right, that you may get from your parents, from your environment, etc., he says that's obviously a prerequisite for doing the mitzvahs. And it can't be considered one of the mitzvahs. But the chiyuv here is not emunah, the chiyuv here is Das, which is a higher level than emunah. Right, so what is das? So we know that das, for example, the first place is used in the Torah, Vayeda ha'adam eschava ishto, it means a unity of two things, so they become one. So that means I can know certain facts, and they're not part of my essence, they're not part of who I am. Okay, so I know certain facts about, I don't know, the height of Mount Everest. I mean, if you take that away from me, I'd probably still be me, right? There are certain things which, like self-knowledge, can't actually even prove that, right? That I exist, etc. Right? But I know it to be so. If I wouldn't have that, I'd probably be insane, right? So Das is where that idea that you believe in becomes so much a part of you that you cannot conceive of your own existence without it, that you can't look at the world without it, that it's a part and parcel of your very essence. So the Rambam might be saying, it might agree with the Baal Halachas Gedolos, that yes, you're right, emuna, basic belief in Hashem, is of course necessary, is a prerequisite for the mitzvahs, and they cannot count it as one of the 613. But Das, which is what he's talking about here, that's already a little bit of a higher level and a deeper level, and it's where my belief in Hashem becomes actually part of the very framework of the way I think, act, and look at the world, which I cannot divorce from who I am, almost like self-knowledge. So it's, you know, and self-knowledge is not something which you can take away from. So that's how we might have a resolution. So there are a few possibilities here. There are a few possibilities in how we'd resolve it. But in the end, anyway, the Ramban does agree with the Rambam that it actually is counted as one of the mitzvahs, right? And so anyway, that's it. All right, have a great day. Thank you for coming. God willing, see you tomorrow.